fight the source. Fame yeah. ain't something that I need no more.
Yeah. Cause
trick, I said what I said. I'd rather be famous instead. I let all that get to my head. I don't care, I paint the town red. Trick, I said what I said. I'd rather be famous instead. I let all that get to my head. I don't care, I paint the town red.
B96 with Mogan and Carla Mornings, and an update on the diary. So we have somebody's diary, which we have been reading on our show for a couple of months.
Yeah.
And I guess in hopes to find the person was our goal.
Yeah, and we knew that it would be difficult because the diary is like well over 20 years old.
And we also thought, this is kind of interesting and fascinating and a sneak peek into somebody's life who was a complete stranger. We didn't even know the person's name.
Right.
Well, somebody stepped forward, said it was their diary, and there's lawyers involved, and so our company lawyers got involved, and so it's been, like, on pause. We now, it appears, have an update from our company lawyers.
Hey, guys, yeah, so we spoke to the person who was claiming the diary was hers and their lawyer yesterday. Thank you guys for sending the screenshots or the pictures of the pages that you sent. It turns out the diary is actually not, in fact, hers.
Oh, thank God.
Oh.
Oh, thank God.
Okay. Are you allowed to tell us how you found this out or no?
Well, we asked her to verify information that may have been included in the pages you haven't read yet, and she was not able to do that.
Okay.
I don't want you to get too excited here because this was still a problem, and this is still not something you should ever be doing without contacting the legal department first.
Okay.
Right.
So while we have the legal department on the phone, the people want to know, can we... I guess after this, since we know that it's not her and she's not coming after us, can we continue reading through the rest of the diary?
Yes.
Oh, I thought for sure you were going to say no.
No, I know.
Is there any, I guess, do you want us to stop saying that we would like to find her?
I mean, at this point, with as much as you've already read, I think we're past that point.
Okay.
So go ahead and proceed as you have been.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. Glad to know that we're not in trouble and glad to know that we're going to get to read a new diary entry today.
You're welcome. But before I go, again, this cannot happen in the future. You guys have to reach out to us before you just do it.
You know what? We'll annoy you with everything. We'll send you every idea.
Get used to my email.
We understand that we are off the hook for now.
Yes. Glad that that's the case. It's been a stressful 24 hours or so. We appreciate you. And we will keep that in mind moving forward for sure.
Thanks, guys.
So a couple of things to note here. The first question, should we continue reading the diary? There's about 2 weeks left if we were to do an entry a day like we were doing.
Yeah, because it's almost like done.
Yeah.
Not done because it's like whenever this person lost it, like that's the last entry.
So we haven't, really read deeply into how that ends. But join us on our Instagram Live at B96 Chicago. Tell us, should we? There's some people who have said you absolutely should not be doing this. We have not named the person. We know it's not this Rachel person.
We know it's not this person.
It's also a very old diary, and that's, I think, why we thought, like, it's not that big of a deal.
So it's over 20 years old.
Join us on our Instagram Live right now and tell us, should we continue this? At B96 Chicago. Our plan is to next, but if people are saying, no, this is the worst thing, you guys should not do that.
Because this person was not.
So, okay. So, can we talk about that for a moment?
Just like a slight. Mm-hmm. Well, there's not a lot we can say about that either, opinion wise.
We do not want to say mean things about this person.
Right.
But
I want
they were trying to get
I
their
won't.
Bag.
Ahmad. It was, yeah, it appears.
They were trying to get their bag.
They were trying to make some splash.
But, and
I think that they heard this and went, oh, let me in. And you know what? There are ways that she could have figured out what was in that diary.
Yeah, there were ways. But. Yeah. So join us on our Instagram Live at B96 Chicago. Let us know if you think that we should read an entry up next. If not, then
we won't.
Then we won't. And
but
we
if
can
you say we will, then we got a new diary entry next on B96. It's B96, Mogan Carla Mornings, and it's time for a new entry in the diary. So there's been some drama. Somebody came forward saying it was theirs, and they wanted to get lawyers involved, and it turns out
It wasn't theirs.
It wasn't theirs.
Yeah.
So we got the all clear from our lawyers, who also want to put some context out there that this is an at least 20-year-old diary.
At least.
With a person whose name we don't actually know. And so there's been some people who were like, this is kind of mean. We've thought about it. I don't think it's that mean. Am I wrong?
I don't think you're wrong. We're not saying anybody's name.
Yeah.
We got the okay from the lawyers.
Yeah. And we invited, the moral compass of Chicago to come on our live stream, which we're doing right now at B96 Chicago, and determine should we continue reading this. And everybody's like, read it.
Right.
So
there's only a few entries left. It's almost over.
Yeah, we only got a couple of weeks left on this. An entry a day. Let's get you caught up because we missed a day.
Previously on The Diary.
So the last time we read, it was Mama Sally, her, what is it?
Almost mother-in-law?
Yeah, almost mother-in-law, who's only 10 years older than her. It was her baby shower.
Okay, no, she is a mother-in-law now, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
And it was just an awkward vibe. She hugged her and was like, we're going to be great and all this stuff. That's where we left off. Mama Sally's baby shower, right?
Okay, yeah. And we don't quite know what her relationship status is at this point.
Mm-hmm. Correct. So last time we did this, it was June 17th in Diary World. Today is July 1st. I'm scared to read it. I'm sorry. Okay. July 1st. I don't know if it was the wedding of the century or anything, but it was definitely interesting. We definitely belonged on one of those fashion reality TV shows. It was Sally's first wedding, and I guess she'd been planning it for some time. Because I'm pretty sure we had a tradition from every decade. Aw, that's sweet. As a professional bridesmaid, I thought I had seen it all. But this was like a wedding factory exploded. So this is the official wedding between Sally and her dad.
Okay. So now she's becoming the mother-in-law.
So the shower wasn't a baby shower.
It was a wedding shower.
It was a wedding shower, and that's why they were opening lingerie. We thought she
was... Oh, okay.
I've
never heard of a wedding shower.
I had, but yeah. I guess I didn't think about it that way.
Huh, yeah.
Okay, well, it was like a wedding factory exploded. I did the same reading from The Prophet that I've done at like seven other weddings. Great, because I have it memorized, so that was easy. The best was when they all left the ceremony and had people either blowing bubbles or holding hands or holding sparklers. I hate to make fun, but it was like being at a car wash on the 4th of July. Our dresses were baby blue and floor length, which for an afternoon wedding in June, I bet we all looked like drowned rats. I didn't know that I could sweat that much. Okay, so it was hot.
Yeah.
Doesn't give us much sure. The reception was another nightmare on its own. I keep trying to tell myself that it's not as bad as it could have been. So yeah, that was it. See?
So that's the entry.
That was the entry. Mm-hmm.
All right, so she went to a wedding and it was hot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And a fashion show. And basically, like, every wedding cliche was at this wedding.
I wonder if she took someone. She didn't say.
She didn't.
Jake wasn't there. Yeah.
She didn't indicate a date. I would bet she didn't take somebody.
No, I would bet she
would have been
either.
Like, hey, well, Jake did this. Or, you know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah, you're right. All right.
Well, so we got the all clear.
Yeah.
Diary's back, baby. And
then it's gone because there's
eight more entries.
Is that right?
It's seven.
Eight. There's
right? Because that was 70. There's 78.
Okay, so there's eight. I don't know. There's seven or eight more entries.
Yeah.
You can catch up on the previous entries on our Instagram at B96 Chicago. We'll have another one for you tomorrow at about 7:30. The diary is back, baby.
There you go.
It's Morgan Carla Mornings on B96.